This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 38 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and that is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And I just want to let y'all know that you are currently listening to the number 62 most popular podcast in Mexico. By the way, that's a true fact. And we are going to be covering a movie that I like very much. I don't know if Alex likes it. We don't talk about these things. Y'all already know. We come in here without having talked about the movies before, and we just review them. We're going to be going over Denzel Washington's 2004 film, Man on Fire, directed by Tony Scott, a movie that I quite enjoyed prior to watching this. So let's see if anything changed. Before we do that, though, please, if you're listening on the go on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you're listening, please make sure you go ahead, subscribe, and give us a little review and a star rating. And if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and click the like button, subscribe to the channel if you don't already. Give us your scores down below. We love it when you guys interact. Comment on the video. Tell us what you think about the movie that we just reviewed. All right, now, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go into it, just really quick, is this a movie you've seen a lot? I know you don't, you couldn't find it, but like, when was the last time you watched this?
I seen this movie once. And I didn't see it in the theater. I didn't buy it on Blu-ray or DVD or nothing like that. I saw this joint on TV, and I think it was like halfway or something like that. So technically, I didn't see like the entire
picture. So this is like
your
first time watching the full movie, not on TV.
Yeah, I know what happened, but in terms of the entire from beginning to end, no.
Yeah. So awesome. I love a good, pretty much a first time watch. So this is going to be a good discussion. Now, before we do that, you got to hit them with those box office numbers. And of course, I have to try to predict how much this movie made. Now, this movie came out in 2004. This is post-Training Day Denzel Washington. So post-Academy Award winner. Directed by Tony Scott, a popular filmmaker. Not like upper echelon, but like maybe the tier right below it. And I saw this at the theater, and it was pretty full. From what I remember, I was also only 17 years old. But I'm going to say this movie made $163 million in the U.S. box office.
All right. So let's get right into Man on Fire from 2004 box office numbers. All right. Domestic, it made $77,911,774. He was way off.
The farthest I've ever been.
You gave him more money.
The farthest I've ever been.
Yeah, you were way off.
I guess they only saw it down here in Florida because the theater was packed. I guess we sold all the tickets.
Yeah. In terms of international, it made $52,923,778 on a worldwide total of $130,834,852 on a budget of $70 million, which is not bad. That's a successful movie.
It is successful. I'm sure with marketing, everything, it cut into it a bit, but it still made money. It was not a loser for the studio. In this case, Fox. So, okay. Well, that is surprising. I thought it made more because it's very popular with people I know. So maybe that swayed me. All right. Now, speaking of which, popularity, we're going to go over some Rotten Tomato scores. Now, Alex, what do you think this movie got as far as critical Rotten Tomatoes and audience scores?
Oh, man. See, I'm throwing off because the last time we did this, I was way off. And then credit. Yeah,
so was I.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to go with an 86 on this.
Okay.
I'm going to go 86. And then the peoples. I think the people love this movie. So I'm going to give it a 87 by 1 point.
All right. Well, you know what? You're pretty close with one of them.
Okay.
Your audience score is very close. It's an 89% with audiences, which kind of swayed me, I think, in my box office guess, because like people like this movie a lot, according to this. But critically, 38%. When I looked this up for the purposes of this review, I nearly cracked my phone in half. I said, what? 38? Nearly snapped it. I was so mad. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, critics don't, I guess they just don't like this movie. So you were off by about 60%.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. 50%. Like, that's why I never, ever base my me watching a movie on Rotten Tomatoes. Because we should do that on one of the podcast episodes or maybe one of our live episodes and take all the Rotten Tomato scores that the movies are really good and redo a month of re-reviewing it and seeing if it's actually that score. So we should call it like reuse, recycle a month.
Retomato.
Retomato. Yeah. Like replant.
Reduce, reuse, replant. Retomato.
Replant.
That's how you do it. Yes. Right there. You see, that's called on-air brainstorming.
Yes, reduce, reuse, replant. I agree replant.
Because there's a lot of movies that I know for a fact have very trash scores that I like a lot. And there's vice versa. There are movies that have 99% and I hate.
Yeah.
Lady Bird, that was one. I hated Lady Bird. It has like almost 100%. I couldn't stand that movie. So it just happens that way, you know? Okay, so those are the scores. Now we're going to get into our rating. Now let me give you our criteria. As always, we go with lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, and overall score. Then we add them up, and we give you a total out of 25. So, Alex, it's your lucky day. You get to go first for lead character John Creasy, played by one Mr. Denzel Washington.
I'm just going to tell you right now, it's a 5. I'm going to not even hold my tongue. That thing is a absolute whopping 5. He is a fantastic lead man in this movie. I felt for him when he was drunk in the beginning. I was like, man, this dude is on a down road, like a spiral. Like he was just done. Yeah. Like he didn't care about life. And then I love his acting because like you could see the way his character transitions from he didn't care about this girl. And all of a sudden, Mark Anthony goes to a concert to go sing, and he takes his wife with her. And right, he's doing the Viva. What is it called?
He's Puerto Rican, but he was playing the Mexican in this movie.
Yeah, he was singing the Viva, whatever the song. Like he took her to that concert. Yeah. He was like, "Look, we got to do a concert." So he took her, and he stood that whole, I guess, 2 weeks with the little girl. And I think he started to grow for her. And I love that whole progression. And then from there on, once. That shootout happens and takes him away, and I was like, this is at his finest. And then the ending, which we'll talk about during storyline. But I'm sorry, I'm just gonna say it's a 5, man. I can't. It's great.
Okay, now you guys might find this a little bit shocking, but I'm also gonna give it a 5. Listen, Denzel Washington. First of all, Denzel Washington is one of my favorite actors. Working ever, it doesn't matter. You know, he's on my Mount Rushmore of actors. I think he's amazing. Yeah. He sells tickets for me. If he is in a movie, I am going to watch it. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if it's a musical. I don't care if it doesn't matter. If Denzel's in it, I'm seeing it. He's that type of actor for me. And he's so good in this movie. He's so good because he's such a great actor that all the dramatic parts work. All of them. He delivers in all, like what you're talking about, where he is meeting with the girl and he starts like building the relationship with her. You know what I mean? Beautiful. And then when it comes time to do the action, you believe it. You're like, yeah, no, this guy will do all these things that he is doing.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love him in this movie. He's flawed. He has issues. He has demons, right? But at the end of the day, you do something and you know what he becomes? You guys know what he becomes.
Oh, no. Nate's favorite character.
Very pissed off. He is very pissed off. They did him wrong. They tried to kill him. Oof, pissed off. Yeah. 5. If I could give a 6, I would. But I'll give it a 5 out of 5. All right. Main villain. Here's my one and only issue with this entire movie. The main villain is so weak. He's not... I scored the villain as this voice guy. He's just called The Voice, right? Because he's the one who's behind everything.
Yeah.
He is in exactly, they show him as in his physical form in exactly one scene at the very end of the movie. And he, spoiler, well, we do spoil. You guys know, this movie's 20 years old almost. He gets shot. That's all you see him get shot and like fall down or whatever. That's pretty much all you see. Otherwise, he's just a voice on a phone. And for most of the runtime, he's not on the screen at all. So... as a background menace, fine. From what other people say about him, he seems terrible, right? But you don't get to see him that much, and you don't get to hear from him, and you don't experience his terribleness. So I do have to mark off for the villain. It's the only thing about this movie, and don't get me wrong. As far as all the other people that are involved with that, you know, with that basically that gang, the cops that are corrupt and they keep each other what is it, the Brotherhood or whatever. You know, they keep each other covered and all that. It's a great, that is a great, like, group of villains. But we score our main villain. He's very terrible. He's barely in the movie. I'm going to give him a one. But as far as just the overall, you know, sea of people that Denzel has to go against, I think all the other ones are pretty good. And you know, like, get their just desserts.
Yeah, you know, I kind of agree with you in the villain part. I agree. It's the lowest one in this department. For me, it's very low. And yeah. I'm just going to say straight out the bat, I gave it a two.
Okay.
Because he was he was menacing because he kept sending the guys to get this chick. So
right.
I was like, okay, but you don't see him giving the order of it. Yeah. So that tells me that he's pursuing this chick for some reason. And the fact that, yeah, he does talk to Denzel and he tells him, you know, a life for a life. And I'm like, oh, that stinks. And then, you know, it goes to the, you know, at the end when he gets shot in the head. So with that, I agree. So that's kind of my lowest in my ranking so far, but that's a two. I agree.
And pretty much everybody in this movie, besides Denzel Washington, Christopher Walken, the mom and the daughter, they're all bad guys. Like, the entire movie is filled with bad guys. But as the main villain, and the lady, the reporter lady, she's good too. The cop lady. But there's a lot of bad guys, but there's one main and he was kind of trash. Okay, action scenes.
Action, fantastic action. There's nothing you can say about this movie with the action. I love how, the thing about this movie that makes the movie work is the fact that you really don't know his profession much. You do see him talking with Christopher Walken, saying that, you know, what we did in the past, does it haunt you? And he's like, hey, no. He's living like a king in Mexico. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. So you really don't, it's like a mystery. He's got a mystery, and I like that. I was like, okay, how ruthless is this guy if you push him to the edge? Which, again, you see a little bit of it when he was driving. You can see that he was calculating the routes to school. He saw the car in the back. He was trying to write because of the Jack Daniels, so he couldn't get the writing, all that, but the little girl figured it out. She wrote it for him. But then once the girl got captured, because he's like, his mind is clear from all that thing, it was just like, uh-oh. Because he saw everything coming down. He's like, wait a minute, the cops are blocking off the streets. He remembered the car. And then all of a sudden, he takes the gun out. He's like, run, Peter! Or whatever her name was. She's running.
Peter.
And then he shoots his gun. He gets shot. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And he shoots back. He kills two corrupt cops. That's, for me, that's when the movie just took a life of its own. This became a different movie. Like, me and you talked about it. Like, it felt like It Man. Remember at the beginning of It Man? Was that
like a more drama?
Drama, but then it just kicked into action, like in second gear when he became poor. So this is what I felt with this. Once he got the dude, when he put the cavity thing in his butt with the C4, I was like, this dude is ruthless. Part. Yeah.
That guy was the worst. He got it. I'm glad.
That was ruthless. The guy in the club, he's like, hey, we're from Jersey, man. And he's wiping his thing in the face. Yeah, he got it worse. The brother, he shot his hand off.
The guy in the car was cutting his fingers off.
That was worse. So
yeah,
you have a lot of scenes that are gory and it worked. It wasn't like scenes that they just throw there. Like, it wasn't no car chase scene. Like, you didn't need a car chase scene in this type of movie. This movie, he was just hunting and I loved it. So I gave it a 5.
Okay. Very good. You know what? I'm not here to argue with you, man. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to give it a 5. But you know what? Something I'll add to it, because I think you covered it all. But yeah, this movie got everything. You got like the brutal violence. It's brutal. So I get why. I did read some of the reviews and they talked about how it goes kind of brutal. And I get that. If it's not your cup of tea, it's violent. It's bloody. It is brutal. I love that. I think it's amazing. But then you also have like all the action stuff, right? You get gunplay. This man has a rocket launcher. Denzel shoots a rocket launcher.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, listen, he shoots a rocket launcher. That is an automatic +1 point. I've always said this every time I go to movies. It's a funny joke. Like, we'll be watching a movie. I'm like, if this movie has a rocket launcher, it going up. All of a sudden, he shows up with a rocket launcher. So, absolutely love it. But one thing that adds to the action is even in the slower scenes, the early on, the dramatic scenes with him and Tony Scott's direction is almost action in and of itself. Because it's so kinetic, his cuts are, you know, crazy. The way he moves the camera, the cut, everything he does. And he had a span of, I want to say, 4 or 5 movies that they all kind of look like this, but it worked for me. It was this one, Domino, around the same time. Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. All these movies had this kind of energy to them where even when they're just talking or whatever, it's almost like action scenes, if that makes any sense. So it's like through and through.
No, I know what you're talking about. And it's funny because like out of the two brothers, I prefer Tony Scott over Ridley Scott.
Ridley?
Yeah, because Ridley's more cinematography. Like he could capture scenery.
Beautiful,
like he's great with that. But I think Tony knows how to tell a story from beginning to end. Like he knows how to captivate someone like me, like an action guy.
I think I love Ridley Scott, but Tony Scott is the action brother.
Yeah.
Like if you want a great action movie, you're going Tony Scott. Top Gun, this, you know, Man on Fire. Like I said, Domino, Unstoppable. Him and Denzel Washington did 4 movies together in a span. Deja Vu, this one, Taken to Pelham 1-2-3, and Unstoppable. All 4 of them are awesome. I love all those movies. So him, they had a good, you know, rapport. Oh, Crimson Tide. Crimson Tide. Great movie. Like Tony Scott's great for action. So his direction in itself is like action to me. So 5 out of 5. Okay. Storyline. Guess what? This one's going to shock you. Okay. 5 out of 5. Listen, I love this movie. I am not, you know, I don't care. That's right. I almost forgot. Tony Scott directed True Romance. I love that movie. This movie has such a good storyline because it is, like you said, and similar to It Man, but I think better overall.
No.
It is a drama.
Yeah, better.
It is a drama first, right? You got this down on his luck kind of character who clearly has a past that affects him. And he ends up taking a job as a bodyguard. Doesn't really want to do it, but wants to get paid. Doesn't want to build a relationship with this little girl, but kind of has to. He is forced into it. You know what I mean? You get their bond. It's sweet. It actually is really sweet. Their relationship between the two of them. In an action movie, to have that kind of, you know, relationship between a grown man and a little girl. And I got to say, Dakota Fanning, she's one of, if not the best child actors in the last 25, 30 years, to be quite honest. She is amazing in this movie. And their relationship is great. And then that switch flips and it just becomes a great action film. So I think it does both very well, and therefore I give it a 5.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you said it straight into the head. Like Dakota Fanning, I think to me is what made this movie.
Denzel,
we already know like the caliber of acting that he is. But the thing is, you have to have a good child actor to go with the lead, and she was so believable. I mean, dude, first of all, she was a cute little girl. Like,
she was adorable.
Yeah, she was adorable. So you're going, holy crap. Then you got the fact that she plays the piano, which if it is her or whatever, it looked like she was playing it, like actually playing it. Then the fact is like the relationship of how she got mad at him at the first time when he was like, we're not here to be friends. I'm just here to protect
you. She was in the backseat.
And then she gets out the car and he's like, what are you doing? And gets out and she just goes to the back and ignores him because she's just angry. Mm-hmm. That I was like, okay, that's crazy. And then once the thing that got me like going, okay, this is very good character development in writing and storytelling is the swimming. When she was learning how to swim, he goes, all right, you're slow. And he was like, we're going to figure this out. And then since they went away, he had time to be one-on-one with her. And he just started to train her. And I was like, this is, and then when she won, you could see how joyful he was. He was like, oh, hell yeah. Like this was cool. But anyway, with all that said, I gave it a 5. The storyline is fantastic. It's not even, and it's a great storyline in which I don't understand why they don't continue making movies like this. Try to give it a shot, you know?
And you know what? The scene that did it for me with them too, that I think is adorable and just super cute. And it has that same effect, like with the swimming too, is when they're sitting in the kitchen and they're sitting at the table
and she smirks
and she's like, yeah. And he smiles. She's like, you smiled. He's like, I didn't smile. Like, it is adorable, but it shows there him soft. She softened him. And I love Christopher Walken's line when he's talking about, like, they took away the thing that gave him, you know, the will to live. And, oh, my gosh, I was like, these guys are going to die. So, oh, man, it's so good. It is so good.
Yeah, you're
absolutely
funny.
Love it. So 5. Okay, overall.
Overall, didn't I go for storyline?
I went first.
No, I go lead.
Yeah. All the odd number categories, you go first. This is the fifth one.
Okay. So that's right. Yeah. You know what? You're right. I cut it out. Overall, I will give the overall a 5. It's hands down one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. And again, this is like technically my first time watch. So it's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. And Denzel, man, he is what you call a jack of all trades in terms of acting.
Yep.
He can do anything, dude. Like, he was Malcolm X. He was great.
Yep.
He was this dude, John Creasy. He was good. Yep. He was the
Training Day.
Whatever his name was. Yeah, whatever he was, the training guy. He was good. Yeah. So
the training guy.
So like,
he's the training guy. He's the training guy.
Training day.
Fantastic.
So like for me, it worked. I thought it worked so well. Fantastic. You got great action, great drama. You got Mark Anthony, which he was actually pretty good. And I'm not even going to lie. He was a really good actor for what he did. You know, he was really good. Dakota Fanning was fantastic as a child actor. And I totally agree with you. It's not many child actors that I would go, okay, that's really good and believable, you know? But yeah, it's a 5, man. Tony Scott, man, the late Tony Scott should have continued doing this stuff.
Yeah. R.I.P. He was great. So listen, I know we had to, for our criteria, right, because we have very distinct categories, I had to give the villain a low score. But like I said, as a syndicate, the villains in this movie are great. The movie's a 5 out of 5 for me. It would have gotten a perfect score if I could have gave a main villain a better score, to be honest. I've always loved this movie. It's probably my favorite Denzel Washington movie overall. Yeah. I love the setting. I love movies set in Mexico. For some reason, I really do like,
cause you like tacos.
Yeah. I love tacos. I love Mexican set movies like Desperado and Once Upon a Time in Mexico and
Rambo 5.
I think visually Mexico is old. It's like historic, you know, but then it has that kind of just tough grit to it. Even the beautiful parts look kind of crusty. I don't know. I just think Mexico is like a great setting. And I love the setting for this movie. But the cast is great. Like you said, Denzel Washington, Christopher Walken's great in this. You get a little role for Mickey Rourke as a sleazy lawyer. You get, Mark Anthony's fine. Rhoda Mitchell was good as the mom. Dakota Fanning, she walks right out with this movie. She's so good, to be honest. So it's a 5 out of 5 for me, too. I've always loved this movie. And I can honestly watch it like once a year and be perfectly fine watching it once a year. I need a 4K of it. I know the style might not lend itself so well, but I still need it because they need to upgrade this Blu-ray with nothing on it. But I love Man on Fire. It's a great movie. So let's give our total scores. For me, that is a 5, 5, 5, 5, and a 1. So it's a 21 out of 25. But in my heart, it's a 25 out of 25. But for the purposes of this show, I can't give that villain a 5. But in my heart, it's 25, but it's a 21.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm 1 point above you. I'm a 22. Yeah. And it's all because of that main villain, really.
Yeah.
But everything else, we were on. Actually, everything else, we were spot on. 5 across
all fives.
The board. Yeah, we gave it 5 across the board, except the main villain, because we both agreed on it. And again, we really don't know each other's scores. So it's not like I go, hey, Nate, what did you get? We do not. When once we put on this camera, we sit, that's when we start, you know, we start giving our score. So this is really shocking, again, that we both agree that the main villain is the weakest link in this movie.
Right. And, you guys know, we do have, when we're recording this, obviously you guys see it later on YouTube, but we have our patrons watching from our Patreon page, the Ultra HD Geek patrons. They're watching us. So they can vouch. We don't talk about the movie before we go on air. We pretty much talk with them, and then we start recording. So we have no idea what we're going to give it. So whenever we do come with a close score, it's always interesting. But anyway, this wraps up our Black History Month movies. Denzel Washington, Man on Fire, watch it. If you somehow haven't seen this movie in the last 17 years, just go buy it. You don't have to rent it. You don't have to. It's great. You're going to like it. Just go buy it. It's a great movie. Next month, we will be doing, we'll be continuing for our series with the Rambo series. We've got 3 more of those. And then we're getting into some Westerns. Next week will be The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And then we have a couple of more modern Westerns. So I'm looking forward to doing those as well.
Yeah, look, I can't wait for the Westerns. It's going to be really fun. I've been dying to get some Westerns up in here. And We already got it. So, yeah, in terms of anything Level D Geeks, and you want to follow us on our social media accounts, follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out his podcast with him and his friends. Nateflix Movie Reviews on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Anything Level D Geeks, check out our website, our central hub, where we have all our movies and merch, everything organized there in one place for you. And if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, Level D Geeks across the board, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, and YouTube. Level D Geeks. Other than that, all of them. Other than that, that's your host, Nate. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. And be awesome to each other and geek out.